लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to Let's Talk About Verticals. Today with a kind of legend for me, because he was one of the first actors I saw in a few verticals when I started watching in 2023. And he's so flexible, producing, acting, stuff like that. So I'm happy to talk to him now because we can get us different views in the vertical worlds. So I say hello and welcome to this podcast, Casey Esser. Nice to have you.
Thanks, Michaela. Thanks for having me.
I talked to Matt Macedo, and you know what? We both agreed that you are the legend.
Oh, wow.
Totally. Yeah. Matt Macedo said already when I said it, he said, yeah, Casey Esser is the legend. So wanted you to know that.
He's a legend in his own right. I had the pleasure of meeting him this past week, actually, for the first time. So.
Yeah, but he told me he never had the chance to work with you, with the legend. Yeah. So he's still hoping for it. Yeah. So just let you know that he's still hoping. If you want to make him a bit surprised, then work with him.
Amazing. Great guy.
So where should we start? With acting or with producing? Which came first in your life?
Acting came first.
And when? Yeah. What was the reason you get into acting? Was it a dream job as a kid, or do you want to get a firefighter, policeman, detective, whatever as a kid?
Well, I wanted to be an NBA player. So, you know, that quickly, you know, disintegrated. But I always wanted to be an actor, you know, as a kid. And, you know, it was always like a someday thing I would do. And, you know, I've spoken about this before, but Arnold Schwarzenegger is a big role model in my life. And I like the idea of having multiple careers. Mm-hmm. And so I started in fitness, and, you know, that
because
was my first.
Of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It provided a vision, you know.
Okay.
Fitness was something that I fell in love with, you know, when I started training. Mm-hmm. And it gave me so much confidence. And when I saw that you could do that as a career for other people, as a trainer, I was like, oh, I can come to LA and do that and open a studio, and then I can go into acting later.
Okay.
You know, that ended up happening. I still have a studio in Culver City here in Los Angeles. And I did that for, you know, basically 10 years before going into acting. And that was in 2021. I started class and just kind of launched myself into it. And, you know, because I had the business, I was able to really immerse myself and just focus on acting for like 2 years. And it was amazing. That being said, I wasn't really doing much in terms of acting.
Did you do some acting in school theater or stuff like that?
Not really. I was really shy as a kid. So that wasn't really a thing. Even the college I went to, University of Evansville, they're known for theater, but I didn't do that.
Okay.
Or even an inclination.
Even that you know you want to do that?
Yeah, I'm very single-minded. So if I'm focused on one thing, the other thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why the fitness first? Was
like
it more stable?
Yeah, and also, you know, when I went into acting, I wanted the ability to kind of direct my career how I wanted it to go. I didn't want to have to do anything because I had to do it. And, having the fitness, having the business just led to me being much more equipped for the rejection piece because I was so used to hearing no from like a sales perspective that when I started auditioning and hearing no and all these things, it didn't affect me as much. I was able to just, kind of keep going, keep going, keep going. And I was telling, someone earlier that if I had gone into acting when I was, 20, I don't know if I would have been prepared for all that as I am now.
And what changes did acting to your mind and body when you started it f till now? Did you feel some changes in your mental stability or in your confidence or in your, I don't know, talk to
Yeah,
other people or stuff like that?
I mean, my first life will say, and business and things is very like emotionless. It's very much, just kind of results oriented, all these things. And then with acting, you learn to really be affected and, to really, really feel things and kind of let go. And I think that was something that's always attracted me about acting. And I know I can cry much easier than I used to. Everything much more like on the surface than and that's really a blessing because I feel much more in touch with just everything.
Did acting helps you getting more empathy to other people because you can better feel kind of their situations? Because you have, as an actor, you have to take some different role parts and to learn about some different kind of people stuff. So are you more able to connect to other people now?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, there was a joke, with when I was, doing the gym and training that, I was very much not a robot, but, just not worrying about what other people felt. And since going into acting, I do believe that has changed. Even not to plug my girlfriend Vanessa, but she said over the weekend I did something, and she was like, "Look, you're showing empathy." And I'm, that I was like, "Oh yeah, I am." And I think that's, just becoming more a part of, who I am, which is great.
Does it feel good? Or is it a kind of thing you think, oh, come on, shitty, I want to control that?
Yeah, exactly. That's I do. Yeah, that's the thing. It's nice to feel, but it can feel a little bit like a burden because you're now taking in so much more than I used to. So it's an adjustment.
You're still trying, or what?
I'm still a work in progress, as they say.
And what has changed since your first acting till now in the acting space for you, or the whole acting space itself?
Well, when I started, there was no such thing as a vertical. Everything was very traditional. So I
Did
had
you
done a couple.
horizontal first, or what was your first
Yeah,
acting
I
stuff?
did a couple of short films. The first short film I did, I got decapitated. It was like a very dark story. And then I did a couple more, and then I did a play. And then, the play was the only thing I did in 2022. And then 2023 was when I had been auditioning. This was like February, March, and my agent and manager were like, "Look, we think you're really talented, but this just isn't happening." So they let me go, and that was when I went back on the casting sites and found the Fated to My Forbidden Alpha on the listing. And that job really changed my life because it set off this whole journey.
What were your thoughts after shooting your first vertical? Did you think, what the hell was that? Or did you think, okay, that's nice, I want to do that again?
Oh, we had so much fun. And at the time, they didn't brief us on the fact that these were like big in China and had been big for years. It
Okay.
was just like we were just having fun. We were like, you have to download an app for this, you have to pay per episode. Like it doesn't seems like a lot of friction. And we were like, well, maybe, our friends and family will watch it, but then like that's pretty much it. So that's how we left set feeling. We were happy to work and we didn't think anything of it when we left. Nothing. And then I posted the poster on Instagram when it came out. And same idea, friends commented and then moved on with my life. And then the messages started coming in from all
You
these different countries.
what
And
happens?
I was like, whoa, people are watching this. And the business part of my mind was like, oh, Casey, you got to go all in on this. This isn't normal.
The business Casey was speaking. Do you have different kind of Caseys in your mind? The business Casey, the emotional Casey, the actor Casey, I don't know, the fitness Casey. Do you have always popping up some
Yeah.
intermediate voices in your head or
I
what?
think so. I think so. And I'm very good at compartmentalizing, so I think that like having segments of my brain going, but I will say acting has allowed me to kind of build more of a thread between everything and
Okay.
not off, completely. So, yeah, I kind of go back. But yes, there are many personalities in there. It's not even worth going into.
Did it scare you how it blew up so fast with all the, I say fame?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was scary. It was just unexpected, but I loved it. I mean, it was, I think every actor hopes for something that gets seen. That's so hard to do, especially nowadays, to get something that's actually noticed. So, no, I was just feeling grateful. And I was loving it. I was loving it.
How was it when the first person recognized you on the streets and said, "Aren't you the guy from this and that?" Was it kind of weird? Oh,
Yeah,
because you
weird.
said you were a shy guy, so can you handle this fame?
Yeah, at the same time though, as I was shy as a kid, but at the same time, like I do feel built for this, and I do
Okay.
feel built for that interaction, and I do feel, ready for it. So when that
Okay.
does happen, and it's happening more than it used to, it's I have fun with it. And I think doing things like the Philippines trip and doing things like Verticon are all like good practice, to
To get
kind of,
comfortable.
to get your reps in and know how to handle those situations.
I saw you were in Europe a few times, last time in Turkey. And what is different than filming in? Have you ever filmed in China also?
I have not filmed in China.
Vietnam also not?
Vietnam, no.
So Europe and US or Canada also?
Canada and yeah.
So what's different in the filming in Europe than to the filming in the US?
Yeah, good question. The crews are a little bit bigger. So it's usually a bigger set. Like, in Turkey, I mean, my God, it was tough because I didn't even really get to know people's names on the crew. Whereas here you feel like everybody.
Yeah.
But there, like it's a little bit of a bigger operation. A lot more background actors. And they actually get to use the locations as far as exterior. And Los Angeles, it's very like strict with what you can do. But in Lithuania, like one of the nights, because it was wintertime, was the Christmas series. We just go out onto the streets and shoot us walking just in a commercial area. And like, there's no way you could do that in LA. No way. And it was great because we got to use the real buildings. We didn't have to do any production design. It
I
was all
saw
there.
the Christmas verticals. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
I really love the Christmas verticals, but only when they were shot like your one in Lithuania with snow and stuff like that, you know. For me, it's hard to see a Christmas vertical with the foam snow. That's not
Yeah.
real. I live in south of Germany. We have a lot of snow in winter here, so it's kind of stupid seeing this foam snow. So I really like that filmed in Lithuania because the architecture and stuff fits so well for this vertical. I
I'd love
thought
to
it
check
was
in
great.
Germany. Would love to go there. Can't wait.
You've never been in Germany?
I have not, but we're talking about doing some sort of meet and greet out there. We gotta do it.
Yeah, but I have the feeling in Germany, verticals are not so common at the moment. Every
Yeah, but
time when I'm talking to people, they all say, what do you do? What? Why? What? Oh, come on.
there's people like you out there though. There's a niche.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, when I started this pod, I have a podcast on my own, but it's in German. So if you ever want to learn German, you have to listen to that.
Oh,
And
okay.
I'm doing it for 4 years now. And I did some acting stuff in Germany too. So, but the sets in I wear on, it was horizontals, not verticals. And it was so different to that, what I see from the sets of the verticals. And I'm not sure if a vertical film set would be fit in Germany. The Germans are so, you know, all constructed project, everything is planned, everything has to go this, that. The Germans are not so flexible sometimes, I have the feeling. So I'm not sure if a vertical set, you know, the speed. The Germans love good planned things and good organized stuff, but I'm not sure if they can handle this kind of speed. I'm
Well, that's
not
why they
sure.
need a German like me to go over there and let them know it's okay.
You're very welcome. We have here where I live, we have a really great film set. In the middle of the town, there is a huge castle, a really huge castle. And I shot a film there with a production company from France, a French director and stuff like that. And in this castle, it's really nice. It's really great. And in the middle of the town, it's such a nice scenery there to film. That would be perfectly for a vertical, I thought. Yeah. And I was thinking about I talked to Kirby Wood, and we have a plan. Maybe you are open for this plan too. We want to do a vertical series, a criminal series, in six different countries in Europe. And the two leads are always the same ones, but in every country they visit, they have to get to a new criminal scene and solve a new criminal case. And then we can do one in Turkey, one in Italy, because Italy is now popping up as vertical stuff. A lot of it in Italy, they've filmed a lot in Lithuania, also in the UK, in Germany, and then maybe in France, because France is also really nice to film. So that's the plan. We are still a little bit lack of the money, but the idea
That's
is there to do that.
a great
So.
idea. And you can use a lot of these locations for a lot cheaper than you would in the United States.
Yeah, I heard that it's really expensive to shoot there because I was wondering why so many verticals are lately shot in Europe. And
Yeah, you
all the actors were flown over from the US. Does it make sense?
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit cheaper, and I think, in certain cases there's some tax incentives as well. So, California is just becoming a not so friendly place to shoot.
So are you more interested in directing in Germany or also in acting in Germany? What fits you more, directing or acting, or mostly both together?
I would like to try my hand at directing, absolutely. I bet I would like to start in Germany with acting and learning German. And then once I learn German, then I can direct.
Ah,
I would feel more adept at that.
that's clever. What attracts you in directing? Why did you start directing? Also, additionally to the acting itself.
Yeah, I mean, I've produced, and we had directors on the three series that I have produced. The thing that attracted me to it was, when I first got into it, I had done like 20 some series, and I was like, I feel like I know how these sets should go. And I also, ultimately want to have ownership in the stories that I participate in.
There was the busy business Casey again, huh?
Yeah, that was the business side.
Okay.
And, because I can act in these, for as long and as often as I want to, but I knew there was another level. And that's what you see in traditional Hollywood. You see people who, act and get to a certain level, and then you see that they're also producing all the movies that they're in. And that's because they're, using their leverage and getting creative input on the stories and a higher, fee. So that's what I'm interested in.
And what about the total process, script writing also?
Yeah, and this in the first one that I did for my drama, I adapted the screenplay that they were interested in doing, and then which won Best Screenplay at the Vertical Shorts Festival this past week.
I saw
Yeah,
this.
and then in the independent production that I did write that script. That's like an action adventure story, Love Under Fire.
I saw that. Where did you shoot it?
That was L.A.
Did you regret shooting there?
No, I mean, it was, such a tight budget with that one because it was mainly me and then like a couple other investors. So we kept it, really tight. And just logistically, it was just easier to pull off in the time frame that I wanted to do it in. So no regrets. I mean, I love shooting in LA. And I hope that it becomes easier over time.
When you're now looking back at this first project you shot, would you do something different if you can do it again?
Yeah, I made a joke at Verticon. I would have loved to have scheduled just another day because goals, you get so, tight, and you just think, man, if we had one more day, we could have, done XYZ. Yeah, I would have given myself a little more breathing room, even 6.5 days, because we did 6 days for this Love Under Fire shoot. It was 60-page script, so 10 per day, basically. I had a lot of stunts. So, yeah, that would have given us a little more time.
Okay, so second chance for that nearby or not?
Yes. So once Love Under Fire is finished and we start, putting it out there, we'll get that second series, rolling pretty soon.
Yeah, hopefully. The thing is, sometimes I wish that there would be more serial verticals because some of them definitely need a part two
Yeah.
because the ending is so, that was it? For the audience, the ending is not really understandable.
Yeah.
So, and you're
Exactly.
sitting there and then, huh? That episode missing? No, that's the end. Okay. Kind of
Exactly.
weird.
If they're going to be to be continued, they have to do a second one. They can't just leave it.
I spoke with the six big reviewers. We did a monthly recap on the episode for the podcast, the big six ladies and I, and we spoke exactly about this second part needs ones. And there was one vertical, I don't know exactly the title, where the second episode ends with she was running down to the office of the CEO, and in the middle, standing, it ends. She didn't even enter the office, stuff like that. You see her walking down, and that was it.
The
The end.
episode ended like that.
Yeah, the whole show's ended like that.
Oh, the whole show ended like that.
Yes. And you were, huh? What? What's happening here? Yeah. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
that would be, yeah, frustrating as an
Do you
audience member.
see a chance that more verticals get a second part?
I do. I think that will become more of a thing coming forward as new platforms come into the mix. The thing that I've heard more is that it's going to become more like TV, where it's almost like episodic. Well, it is episodic, but then like seasons.
Yeah, that would be great. Because right at the moment, only Candy Jar describes part one, part two, maybe part three. Okay, Alter TV now with the Falling for the Superstar next part, but no other platform did every time a pl part two. I've never seen one. Only we're now popping up more and more platforms. And it's for the audience, it's getting really hard at the moment because I have 49 apps on my handy at the moment, but I know a lot with more than 49 apps. So
Wow.
yeah, I hope that no more platforms came up because that's really difficult for the audiences too to watch it. Do you know already on which platform your show will be shown?
No, so I'll be shopping it to pretty much everybody, and I'll
Okay.
be trying to get on as many as I can. And then, off that point, I just think there's serious potential for like a franchise type character and like building multiverse and like doing a whole thing. So like with this Love Under Fire, to your idea with Kirby, like we would do a different action series in a different country each time, and just
That would
build
be so great. Oh,
like a
please.
Bourne supremacy, like a Jack Ryan, or like a there just needs to be something like that in the vertical space, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I think the audience is waiting for that because
Yeah.
a lot the audience grows every day, and I think someone like me who started really early in watching these verticals, a lot of story are repeating now after 1.5 years. So I think this kind of series, and if you say action style, oh, I'm on fire for that. Totally.
Good. That's good to hear.
Totally.
Yes.
And what do you think, what kind of improvement this vertical industry need?
Well, to your point, I think the storytelling has to continue to evolve to make sure that we're not forgetting fans like you and audiences like you that have been built in, who at this point are ready for, a little bit of a genre expansion and, keeping the vertical charm. But we can still raise it up 10, 20%, I think, and make sure that, we're not just getting complacent with certain stories.
Did you ever count how many proposals you did and how many towel drops you have?
There's someone who messages me named Meredith. She came to Verticon this past weekend, but
She counted that
she counts, and she also
what?
makes jokes because she said one day she was watching a series on her phone. Her husband came in, and her husband came in. He was like, "He is not proposing again. How many wives does this guy have?" Because he comes in just in random parts of the story. He was like, every week this guy is getting on one knee.
How many verticals have you done so far?
So now I've done 51, and I really think I've proposed in 49 of them. So,
So, okay. And towel drops nearly 40, I think.
and towel drops, yeah, that's also become more of a standard thing. Definitely not as many as proposals, but
Yeah,
yes.
but I think roundabout, if you say 51 shows, I think roundabout 40. Stuff like
Probably. Yeah,
shit.
probably. That's Oh my gosh. Yep.
In some shows, you know exactly what will happen next. And if there is one shower scene, you know exactly, okay, some of them will drop the towel right now, and it happens.
The
So
towel. Absolutely. I mean, to that point, though, I remember getting a message for the first one that I did that did not end in a proposal wedding, and they were upset. They were like, "This did not end how it
they were
should have."
disappointed.
Yeah, they were disappointed that there was no wedding. So
Oh.
that was all that is feedback for me. It's as I produce, to be like, okay, what does the audience want?
Yeah. No, I spoke to Kaylin Peluso and I asked her how many children she got over
Oh.
her verticals, and she said, oh, 22. And I said,
22.
okay, you're a 24. I think she's 24. And 22 children, respect. And she said, yeah, every time quadruplets, twins, sextuplets. So in his career, she got 22 children. I think
Oh.
you don't have so many children in your verticals. You're more the proposer style.
Yeah, more the proposal. If there is a kid, there's just one.
You never had twins, quadruplets, or whatever?
Never done one
No?
of those stories yet. No, it's always been like one boy or one girl.
How is it to film with kids on set? Because some of them seem so professional in their young age.
Yeah, there was a girl that I cast named Sophie LaFleche in Love Under Fire, and she was so pro and so great.
How old
And
was she?
she is, I believe she's 9. Well, she might be actually a little bit younger than that. I'm blanking, but
Yeah.
she carries herself, very much, a little bit older. And yeah, you'll see her in a lot of series upcoming, but because she's going to blow up. Yeah, I'm always impressed with the kids, being on set like that and doing that. Because I think, like, how was I at that age? Because I've like,
Yeah, exactly.
and I have like done all of this. Like, it's crazy. These kids are so talented.
Yeah, I saw a few. Okay, the last shows who drops, there were a lot with kids. And I thought, oh, come on, they look like pros. They memorize their text and stuff, and being so natural to the serious dad and mom. For me, it's hard to imagine how they do this in this young age, as you said. And I'm looking back what I was doing at this age.
Yeah.
Far away from so professional stuff.
No kidding. No kidding.
Did you have a film, a role model in filming or acting?
I still come back to like Arnold, Sylvester Stallone, those
The
types.
classic ones.
Yeah, I mean that's like, kind of what I grew up on and also what I want to do with my career in terms of action. And they really just leaned into who they were, and I think that's the thing that we like about certain movie stars is like they're being themselves, really,
Yeah.
and that's kind of what I like. They bring a sense of humor, to.
I really like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I live only 1 hour from the Austrian border here. Where I live, I have
Oh,
1 hour
wow.
to Switzerland, 1 hour to Austria, 1.5 hour to Luxembourg, 2 hours to France. So I'm totally, I
You're in there.
said, yeah, multiculti here. And where Arnold came from, my grandpa was from there. My mom is from Austria. And they have these kind of characters. When I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger, we have around about the same age, you and me. So we grew
Yeah.
both up with Arnold and stuff and Terminator and whatever. And when I saw him, he gets very popular in Germany, totally. Not because of the big shots. Also, he was a lot in German television shows, stuff like that. And I always said he's so nice. He's really so nice and down to earth. And when he went to the US and also get his political career started, I thought, oh, come on, fitness guy, acting guy, political. And everything he did, he seemed so grounded and good, structured and organized. I really like that. I
Yeah.
really like that.
Yeah.
So I
Same
can
thing.
under totally understand why you like Arnold. Totally. Have you ever
Yeah.
been to Austria? No.
I have not, but it looks so
Okay,
beautiful.
see.
When I go to Germany, I will
Visit also
go.
Switzerland.
Yeah, I feel like I have to hit those as well.
Yeah, you have to, because the landscapes are really nice in Switzerland. You have to talk to Michael Vaccaro. He lived in Switzerland for a few months, he told me.
Oh, okay.
And the Alps and stuff, it's so beautiful. It's really beautiful. You
I
have
can't
to. You have it. When is it on your bucket list? In the next 10 years or more?
wait. No, in the next 12 months.
Oh, okay. But
Yeah.
not for the Oktoberfest and stuff. I cannot imagine you on the Munich Oktoberfest.
Well, because I don't drink.
No, I don't know. I've never been to the Oktoberfest. Only it's 2 hours from here. It just finished last weekend.
Wow. Yeah, that would be probably overwhelming for me. So, I mean, what's the best time of year to
You the
go?
Christmas type?
Yeah.
Then you have to come in November, because in November all in Germany have really beautiful Christmas markets, so really traditional. In Germany, Christmas is not so commercial like in the US. It's more the traditional stuff. And in November, there are a lot of traditional, really great Christmas markets here. And if you're more the summer type, if you want to visit, I don't know where you want to go in Germany. You know, the north, Hamburg and stuff like that are really beautiful cities. But there, it's not so nice in winter. It's more nice in summer to go there. So it depends what you want to see. When you say you want to go also to Switzerland and Austria, then it's really nice to be there in autumn or winter if you're type of snow. I don't know. Was it the first time you saw snow in Lithuania?
No, I actually grew up in the Midwest of
Okay.
America. So.
Yeah, you know, because sometimes when I was studying, we have a student from India, and in one night she was screaming so loud, and we all, what the heck? And it's new. For the first time, she saw snow. So she
Yeah.
was totally excited about snow. So that's why I'm asking if you have ever seen snow or not.
Core memory when you see it for the first time.
Yeah. And you know, we have a lot of snow, not s such like a little bit. We have a lot of snow here. So,
Yeah, I believe it.
can you ski?
No.
Okay. No, then would winter in Switzerland be really nice for skiing? So, no,
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be pointing out what would be best. But if you're kind of traditional type, it's really nice in November. If you want to go to the Oktoberfest whatsoever, you have to come at the last week of September and the first week of October.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah, Chris, the winter, sounds fun. So we'll
You have to
see. I
check
definitely hope in the next year, whenever I have a block of time, I'll just do it.
it. Will that ever
Give
happen?
me time.
Will that
Well,
ever happen?
it will,
Okay.
because part of the plan, without going into too much detail in terms of producing and different
Yeah,
things,
fine.
is we are going to be shooting in Europe for a few of those series.
Okay.
So I do hope to,
Yeah, but then it's work. Do you have free time then?
but then it becomes, almost even more enticing, because it's like, okay, well, I just worked. Now I feel like I've earned, talking about
Ah,
it.
okay.
Versus it's harder for me to justify in my mind taking a big, like, 2 week thing like that
Yeah,
if I'm
exactly. That's why I'm asking, because I cannot imagine that you can totally sit 2 weeks and chill and do nothing. You're not that type, I think.
I got too many people depending on me for
Yeah,
to just be lounging around.
but what kind of type are you when you have a day off? Are you more the guy of, okay, then, but I will do anything because I cannot chill and relax for the whole day? Or are you more the type of, okay, I will sleep long, I will take a long time for a nice breakfast, and then we'll see what happened that day? Or are your free days also totally organized?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, more of my German comes out in the free days, because it's hard for me to just not
Sit
have
and do
structure.
nothing. Yeah.
I can definitely relax and just, like, chill, but in those days I like to think, okay, now I can work out for 2 hours. Now, I can do the sauna, and I can, do all these things. So, it's how I recharge is different than other people.
But can you, when you're, for me, it's sometimes hard to believe to these vertical actors, when you are acting and you have your, I don't know, 7 days in a row, totally stricted, 12 hours per day, coming home, learning lines for the next day, stuff like that. Can you go to bed, switch your brain off, and say, okay, I'm sleeping now, Or are you kind of in a 24/7 role? I don't know how to say it, role, and you cannot switch the thoughts of the vertical off?
No, I knock out. I
Really?
go to sleep.
Oh, I admire people who can go to bed and sleep. I cannot do
Yeah,
that.
you can't do it. Yeah, no,
No.
I thank God. Otherwise, the sets would be really hard if I was
Yeah,
coming in.
yeah. That's why
Yeah.
I'm asking, because 12 days and then learning the lines for the next day and then go to bed and knock out, that's a blessing.
Truly. Yeah, it's, I mean, there's some nights when, you're more maybe stressed and thinking about things, but I'm so tired when I get home.
Okay. What kind of role challenges you?
I
Or
think
are you a
probably,
natural talent and nothing challenges you?
oh yeah, definitely. No, definitely not. I
No? Okay.
would say, for me and my acting coach, always, kind of got on me about this was, I have a tough time sometimes demonstrating anger on
Okay.
screen. So roles that require a bit more, like we're talking like Goodbye, My CEO, if you saw that one, it was pretty early on. But that was like very angry. And that pushed me the hardest. But it's also the one I'm, of all of them that I'm like, oh, that actually, I'm pretty proud of that. So yeah, roles that require a lot of like anger, maybe more yelling. I mean, I don't really do those anymore, but that would be more difficult for me.
And was there ever a role which catches you emotionally? But it
Oh
was
yeah.
hard to put aside when the shoot was finished?
The only time that I felt that was Flash Vows that I actually did with Kirby. Just because we filmed, I would, the most emotional scene last of the shoot. And that's,
Okay.
it just happened to be that way. But typically that wouldn't be how a shoot is structured. But yeah, we did the most emotional scene, the last thing when we wrapped. And then, it was maybe took a little bit to come out of that leaving.
What attracts you on doing verticals?
For me, yeah, because people tend to ask, like, when are you going to do, mainstream or, do a movie or a TV show and all these things. And, for me, the vertical space is doing exactly what I want it to do, which is audience build, because attention is the biggest currency that you can have right now. It's allowing me to make a full-time living as an actor, and it's allowing me to expand into so many other opportunities that are unprecedented. I mean, I don't have an agent or manager. I don't have union
No?
status. I'm able to operate, very successfully outside of all of that
Okay.
and be at the center of something and at the top of something that is growing explosively. And to own a niche is so valuable than if I were to hop onto a show and be, it could build credibility, sure. But to be number one in something and just stay there and keep doing it, that's the value. So I'm not going to lose that moment.
And what has changed when you think back to the first vertical shooting and to your last? What has changed in this shooting area?
For me,
Yeah, for you and also on set. What
yeah, I mean,
changes did this industry get already since you started with it?
yeah, I think the with the first one there was such an innocence there. We were all just it was so new. We didn't really know again what we were participating within. Now you arrive on set, obviously everyone knows. They've all done 15, they've all done 20. It's much more of a machine.
More
And
professional.
more, yeah, I would say, more professional because people now know how to shoot them. And they kind of get the pace. They kind of come in with a certain expectation. And I would say, there's maybe more of a pressure point now because There's so many apps, there's so many shows, and everyone wants to be a hit. And, there's a certain expectation to deliver and to, it's no longer just like, oh yeah, like, there's only four shows out anyway, so this one will do great. It's just more complex now, I feel like, than it used to be.
Better.
But in a good way, in a good way. Because there's just it's so much more top of mind for people. Everyone sees where this space is going, and that's exciting. It really
Have you
is.
never been attracted to, for example, making theater because you have the audience right in front of you and get feedback directly?
Yeah, I did the one play in 2022, and that was definitely the most terrifying thing I've done as an actor, because they are right in front of you. And because each night you may get a different response based on the audience and the crowd. They may laugh at a joke one night, they may not laugh at a joke another night. The thing that I like about film and TV is that when you do it, it's actually there forever. With
Yeah,
theater,
that's true.
you do it and then it's gone. It may be in your memory, but it's gone. And I like that film and TV is preserved forever. And I try to keep that in mind when shooting a scene, even if I'm tired, is be like, no, this is gonna be. This is going to be, once it's out there, it's out there. And
Did
yeah.
you ever watch a vertical with yourself in it completely?
The only time I did that was with the first one. That was the only time I'll do that. I'm too self-critical to go through the whole thing. Now, granted, I am doing that for Love Under Fire because, I produce afterwards. But otherwise, I'll just see clips that people share and things like that.
When you are in producing and you see something produced from another, are you automatically, can you re watch, relax the film without thinking, oh, I would have done this in this and that way, or only that the director, Casey, is speaking to you?
Yeah, I can't relax and watch a vertical.
Without judging it in your mind, what would you have done in this and that way?
Yep. Now with movies, I can do that. I can turn off. But with verticals, it feels more like an evaluation and appreciation. But at the same time, if I see another male actor, like how would I have done that? Or if I see a certain production element, how would I have done that? It's hard. It's hard.
I can believe that. What is your next goal in the vertical space?
The next goal is to continue to produce. I want to build up to doing 3 to 4 shows a month, in the next year. A combination of independent productions, meaning I just do them on my own, and then also with certain platforms. So that'll continue to expand, and maybe I act in one or two of them. But yeah, I really want to move full on into producing full time.
Isn't it weird to act in the own vertical produced?
It can be, but on the same time, it's actually a little bit easier just because I know the script so well. And in this particular one, the character was basically written for me, right? Because I wrote it. So that was.
Everything is, you're so good organized. How many German blood is in you?
So when I did the 23andMe test, like 99% of my ancestry was like in Germany somewhere, and my
Okay,
last
that explains a lot. That explains a lot. Okay. Yeah, because your second name also sound really German. So
exactly, Esser is like to eat or eater, so that's. But yeah, the other thing that Vanessa pointed out, because she's also half German, was she was like, I noticed that you enjoy suffering. And I was like, yeah,
that's good.
that's the German, in me. That's like my default. I don't look for joy. I look for a way to introduce more pain.
I totally know that. Have you ever tried German food?
I have
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really. I need to go to Germany, I feel like, and really like kind of like do a proper situation. But it didn't. I didn't love it. I didn't
What?
love it.
And
I
the
didn't love
German food is so good. The traditional German food, especially in the south, is really good.
Yeah, that's why I need to just go and try it.
Yeah, I
But
see. I see. You have to come
yeah.
over, but then you have to come over around about minimum 5 days.
5 days? Okay.
Yeah,
All
I
right.
think. Otherwise,
Okay.
it's not. Yeah, that's, Germany is totally different from the south to the north. It's totally different in the
So 5 days
culture.
total or 5 days south?
No, 5 days. In Germany, the good thing is you only flew from my place 1 hour by plane to Hamburg, and then you are totally on the other side of Germany. It's not so
Okay.
big like the US. So you
Oh,
can
okay.
travel in between two places in Germany in 1 1.5 hour by plane. It's totally easy. So
Wonderful. That's great to
yeah,
hear. Okay.
that's it's not, we are not talking about the big space here,
Yeah.
No.
Right. Okay. All right. Good. Good.
No, you really have to do that. I'm really shocked that you've never been to Germany, Casey.
I know. I know. I really need to.
You have it to
It's gonna happen.
prioritize on your bucket list.
It's gonna
Absolutely.
happen.
I want to
Yeah.
ask you one more question, and then I want to do the 5 question quickie I do with everyone.
Yeah.
Last question is, when you can change one thing looking back when you were 20, what would it be?
I think I mean, I tend to get very myopic in how I view things and see things, meaning if I'm focused on one thing, I neglect everything else. And there's still a part of me that does do that for sure. But looking back, I would have, maybe made more space for, other.
Be more open to other things.
Open and I was just so focused on getting out to LA, opening the gym, and I don't regret any of that, not at all. But I think I would have had maybe more of an appreciation for life, because
Okay.
I was so in the German mode of just
Casey
I feel
S
like
of the Ger I will call this episode Casey S of the German one.
please, yeah, please.
Yeah, I will do
It would
that.
give people much more of an understanding of me than they maybe have. But now I feel like in my life, I'm gaining much more of an appreciation for all aspects and things of that nature. So we got to a
Is
good place.
it good? Or do you sometimes think, oh, come on, it would be better if I can get back to the old Casey one?
No, I much prefer how I am now.
Okay.
And where I'm going. And I think that's just a focus on always wanting to evolve and get better. So I'm so happy with where life has gone.
That's good. Okay,
Yeah.
5 question quickie. First question, you said that the German food wasn't good. What's your favorite dish at the moment?
Well, for appetizer, chips and guacamole. I really like that. And then can't go wrong with a burger and fries.
Oh yes. But the classic fast food one, or the more, burgers are getting more and more upper
Gourmet.
class. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I do a bison burger
A
with sweet
what?
fries. Bison. It's a
Okay.
very high protein, low fat.
Yeah.
And sweet potato fries, but fast food, I'll do McDonald's, two McDoubles, medium fry, strawberry shake.
Did you ever try fries with a strawberry milkshake in McDonald's?
Yeah.
Dipping fries
Oh,
in strawberry milkshake? Try this. It's
really?
a to yes. But only it works only with strawberry milkshake. Strawberry milkshake, put the fries like a dip in the milkshake and eat it.
Okay.
Yes. Try
Okay.
this. Try
All right, maybe
this.
I'll do
Really.
it. I'll do it.
Remember
Thank you.
me.
I will. Yeah. Wow.
Everyone
Okay.
I told this said, what? And I said, try it. It's really great, really.
Wow, that's so funny. That was my order, and you knew how to level it up.
Yeah,
Great.
that was so. Next time you said, "Oh shit," Michaela said I should have. Yeah, try it. But only strawberry milkshake, no vanilla, no choco, only with strawberry milkshake. It works.
You got it. Yeah.
Let me know how it tasted.
I will.
And if you ever come to Germany, let me know. I will cook you a traditional German meal because I did some cooking TV shows in Germany, and I cooked for 2-star chefs, and I have some meals where even the 2-star chef said, "Yep, yeah, that was really great." So I'm totally hopeful that you will like my food.
I will take you up on that.
Maybe not, but I'm so self-confident after 2-star chefs said to me, "That was really nice."
That's
Otherwise, I cannot sympathize for you anymore. Sorry for that.
going to hold you to that when I get out
Yeah,
there.
you can do that.
Okay.
Second question, what's your favorite film at the moment? What kind of film you love to watch?
Ooh. So
Totally
Mean
relaxed with no direction, Casey, in it.
Girls. Mean Girls. Followed by The Devil Wears Prada, followed by Risky Reality.
You watch film like that?
Oh yeah. I mean
Yeah?
that's like it's a guilt not even a guilty pleasure, it's just a pleasure.
No. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, they make me feel good and you don't have to think. You can just
Yeah, that's
enjoy.
true. That's true.
Commando with Arnold, I love. Demolition Man with Stallone.
Yes, Demolition Man was
All
really
those
good.
fun ones that get critically panned but are just so enjoyable. Those are the
Yeah.
movies I love.
I love totally the Terminator, Hasta la vista, baby. I
Oh
love that
yeah.
one.
Classic.
That's so classic one. I love that. What's your favorite song? What kind of music puts you in a good mood? Actually.
Well, I mean, you may not be as familiar with him, but I grew up on Nelly, growing
I
up in
know
St. Paul.
Nelly.
No,
Hello, we are
Nelly.
nearly about the same age. Don't forget that.
I don't know how music travels like internationally. I don't know
Net
if like
Nelly swapped over to Germany.
came over to Germany, great. As he should.
Yes.
But yeah, I grew up on Country Grammar, Hot in Here, like so
It's
whenever I hear
getting
any of
hot
his
in here,
music,
so hot. Yep.
I'm through it. And I will say that Vanessa and I went to Santa Barbara, California over the weekend, and on the way there, we listened to Taylor Swift's new album, and there's a song on there called Elizabeth Taylor
Okay.
that I currently have on repeat.
Okay. I've never, to be honest, I've never listened to Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah? Of all
Yeah,
the people, you know
she
Nelly,
swapped
but not
also
Taylor Swift.
over to Germany, really big.
Of
But
course.
I'm never, I don't know. Maybe I
No,
should
yeah.
try. Maybe I should try this one.
Yeah.
So when I'm coming to you and say, Casey, what vertical of yours should I've ever definitely watched? What would you say?
I would say Flash Vows, which is possibly under different titles now on various different apps.
No,
And
it's still with Flash Files.
it's still Flash Vows. Okay, cool. And then The Love Switch on Shorts app. And Mr. Vampire
Oh, the
on.
vampire one was really great.
Oh, thank you. I had so much
Yeah,
fun.
because the vampire fits you so much more than the werewolf one, if
Thank you.
I'm
I agree.
able to
I was
say
surprised
that.
that it took a
Sorry.
long time to do that. I was like, guys, like, let's
No, I don't
go.
know why, but the vampire one suits you definitely more than the werewolf one.
Agreed. I
I don't
totally
know
agree.
why, but
Well, I'm pale.
yeah, maybe because of that. Maybe,
That's
yeah,
me.
that makes sense. That makes sense. Totally.
Only got it.
But you only did one vampire. No, two.
I did too. I did also my vampire bodyguard
Yes.
on Stardust. But yeah, Mr. Vampire.
I've not seen that one. I only saw the first one of yours. So, last question. What
Yeah.
genre you want to see more in verticals?
Action adventure and romantic comedy.
Oh yeah, comedy. Oh please, comedy. Or parody would be nice. Parodies on verticals.
Please. I think the audience is deep enough now to appreciate something like that.
parodies on verticals, you know, parodies on the towel drops, on the 50 time proposals and the slapping.
It writes itself. You can write it
How
in a day.
funny would that be, please? Parodies. We will see. My hopes are in you.
Thank you.
I hope you can make a change. And if you ever come to Europe and to Germany, let me know.
Oh, you know I will. You know I
I
will.
will send you over a to visit list, okay? And to try
Right.
list. I will. Okay, Vanessa can do this also when she's German, half German. Also the to try list, what food you have to try, and the to visit list. Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, awesome. Okay. I'm excited.
Casey, thank you so much for your time. I
Thank
wish
you.
you a
Bye-bye.
really good week, and I'm looking forward to new shows of you. And I send a lot of greetings from Germany to LA.
See you soon, Germany.
Hopefully, I'm waiting. I'm here. I'm waiting for you, Casey.
Yep. It's not if,
You
it's when.
know where and how to reach me. So I'm
Yep.
here.
All right.
Thank
Thanks,
you,
Michaela.
Casey. Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.